I'm going to talk a little bit about my initial vision, my metta, as what motivated me to practice, a bit about greyness, a bit about sorting out the different shades of red in metta from its near enemies, or its main near enemy, and a bit about the boundlessness of metta. So yes, much as Ratnavandana was saying about her practice the other day, it was an experience of metta that motivated me to practice. That was my first sort of way in, was the meditation I wanted to do. And my initial experience of vision, my first tiny glimpse of insight, I think, really seemed very ordinary in many ways. I don't think at the time I realised its significance. It's like the more I go on and reflect back, I can kind of see a bit more what was going on there. So, in many ways, it doesn't sound much. It was an experience of realising that perhaps I was all right after all, which, doesn't sound such a big deal, really. And it came out of a sense of, sort of profound well-being, which I think wasn't new or unfamiliar. I think I probably had that before, perhaps, pottering in the garden or in nature or something, that sort of very great wellness. But because it was in a Dharmic context, particularly looking at communication, I had a different sort of framing on it. So the thoughts that went with it were, perhaps I'm all right, perhaps everybody else is as well, and my life would be completely different if I could live from that. It was like I could see how my life was created by all the judgments and so on that normally got in the way, all the fears and all the other things that sort of weren't all rightness and believing other people were all right. And I could see that what I needed to do to live from that was to learn the metta bhavana. I knew a little bit about meditation and I knew that was what I was going to need to do. And it was just, I was just very motivated from then on to do that. It's like, oh, that's what I need to do. I need to find a way into being like that, living like that. So I think we do all have experiences of insight, and sometimes they might be quite ordinary and sometimes they might be quite big, but what's important is whether a volition comes out of them in a way, whether you do go on and sort of do something to transform in the life.